it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Does week one matter, or is it just a win a win? Is how the Eagles and every team around the NFL, how they look in week one matter, or is it just about the result? And I say this, last year the result was a win for the Eagles, but what you saw did matter. Like they Saquon looked amazing last year in week one. Zach Bond looked amazing. Those things all were real, right? The passing game was choppy. The run game was the star of the show. So I look at this year in week one, and we could ignore all the details, but I think it matters. The good matters, like Jahad Campbell and Makuba look like they could play. But the not-so-good matters, too. The passing game, and I don't blame this on Jalen, but the passing game on Thursday...
It was a little spotty.
It was bogged down. Like, it was like, other than... And they had a nice bomb to Dotson. But other than that, it just didn't feel like guys were getting open. I don't know if that's a Petullo thing, if AJ's still banged up. We shall see as we move forward. But I think it matters. He was more in the, it's a win, a win camp. All right. Here's what does matter after week one. What happens with Jalen Carter? So I still believe what I said on Friday, and I haven't changed my mind. If I were the Eagles, I would suspend him. But the NFL, they may come in and do it for them. So yesterday, Adam Schefter put out an article saying that the NFL is still considering a suspension for Jalen Carter. Now, Hugh, when we talked about this on Friday, the sense we got was in the past, when players have spit on another player, they don't get suspended, right? It's just ejection, and then you get to play next week.
Yeah, but it was a lot of spitting.
Well,
it wasn't a lot. I'm being facetious, but it was some spitting. Yeah, I mean, you know how you'd like to. I'm being hyperbolic.
Yeah.
Well, it was like 50 people got spit on this weekend.
Well, you know what it was?
Big loogie.
Big old loogies all over
so
the place.
So the NFL is kind of cracking down on they want better sportsmanship, right?
It was not that big a deal. It's just saliva.
Well, that's what we did hear that on Friday, just a little saliva. But it was more than that. It was a lot of saliva. I agreed with the idea that he should be kicked out of the game. Now what, though? Is he going to be suspended for week number two? We're awaiting discipline here.
Very much.
Listen to this report. Jonathan Jones from CBS Sports. Not only is it an NFL thing, but also looking at what something happened in a college game that could impact the NFL's decision. Here it is.
A suspension is very much on the table for the NFL in terms of Jalen Carter coming off of spitting on Dak Prescott. Now, mitigating factors for Jalen Carter will certainly be considered that, you know, Dak Prescott did spit on the ground before this. There is also the fact that he missed basically the entirety of the game, right? There hadn't even been a real defensive snap taken at this point. And so that will be considered as well. And as well as the fact, Ren, that Jalen Carter was apologetic and he did show some contrition in the locker room after the game. But aggravating factors that will be taken into account here, really the biggest one is the fact that the NFL has emphasized sportsmanship for the last couple of years, but especially did so throughout training camps to all 32 teams, saying that you have to be great stewards of this game. So that is going to be held against Jalen Carter. I understand the precedent that typically guys are fined here, and he will be fined, but he also very well could be suspended. And I'm going to say this one other thing, and this may be unfair. This may, you may disagree with this, but what you cannot say is, Jonathan, that's not true. What could be held against Jalen Carter are the actions of the Florida Gators defensive player, Brendan Bett, on Saturday, where he spit on a USF player in the closing moments of that game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Hugh, what do you make of that last part there? Because that I found that to be interesting. Because you might say, what does that have to do with anything, right? A Florida football player, college football player, spit on another player. What does that have to do with Jalen Carter? The way the reporter framed it was, the NFL will kind of look at as we set the tone for football, right? We're the top of football, and then everything trickles down. So almost, it feels to me, Hugh, like they are considering setting an example using Jalen Carter saying, hey, sportsmanship's our thing this year, no more of this, first game of the year, and then look, 2 days after you, a college player did it in a big game. What do you make of that part of it?
I mean, the irony is crazy because that's something that you never see. And then when you see that, you know that they set the tone for the NFL game, sets the tone for college.
Sure.
And to see that happen on the weekend of a college football game is ironic. I mean, but it's kind of, you know, art imitates life as well. You can't do that. You know what really caught me out of that? And somebody help me understand this, and please explain it to me like a two-year-old. Because this is what it sounds like is about to happen. If you spit in the general direction of somebody, that can be taken as offensive. As many times as you see cats spit on the field on a day-to-day basis.
You mean the Dak thing.
The Dak thing. Yeah. The fact that people are saying, well, you know, he spit in his vicinity. He was in the hut. He was in their huddle. He was in their personal space.
He did give him a little, like, grin.
He did.
Afterwards.
Okay.
Like a complete beating grin.
Again. He was trying to provoke him.
Again.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
That provokes you to spit on somebody?
No, it can't. Well, it can't.
This is and this is the thing that gets me, is that most of the people that are saying it's egregious get disrespected on a daily basis and they don't do a thing. But now all of a sudden, you see that and you want to justify that. To anger you is to conquer you. And I look at it like this. If it was me, I got 60 whole minutes to put my hands on Dak. It's not like Dak played defense. Dak is the orchestrator mm-hmm. of that offense. So I had 60 minutes to exact my revenge. That's playing chess. What he did was a checkers move. He could have put hands on Dak.
For 60 minutes.
For 60 yeah. whole minutes and talked trash to Dak for 60 whole minutes. If he wanted to within the realm of the game, he could have bust Dak up pretty good.
I agree. And look, I want to get out ahead of one thing that I saw yesterday when these reports came out, that the NFL is out to get the Eagles. Please stop. I mean, please stop. Jalen Carter spit on another player. If Jalen Carter gets suspended, it's because Jalen Carter spit on another player. The NFL is not out to get the Eagles. I mean, let's just calm down here. But this is not made up. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't pretend. We all saw it. He admitted, we know he did it. He did it. Now, if I'm the Eagles, I would suspend him because I'm tired of the behavior and the fact that they can't keep this guy in line, and I want to make sure he gets the message, you hurt your team. But if the NFL does it, well, he's going to either appeal or serve a suspension, and away we go. But we're on Jalen Carter's suspension watch here. Once we get the news, we will react to it immediately. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to everyone's phone calls coming up here. Does week one matter? The way teams look, the way the Eagles look, the details. Does it matter, or is it just, hey, get a win. Get a win and get out, like it's almost like a preseason game. All your phone calls coming up, your reaction to the news on what the Eagles offer for Micah Parsons, which obviously is a loss for Hugh. I mean, just a big old L for Hugh Douglas. They offered it. I mean, it's an L. We know that. And the Jalen Carter situation, he could get suspended. Your reaction to that. We'll get to the Phillies in the 11 o'clock hour as well, the Trey Turner injury. And here come the Mets for four starting tonight. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. Tonight, I'm going with the Vikings over the Bears on Monday Night Football. You can build parlays, player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.